called LA Boots. Thanks so much for coming out.
I don't know how, I don't know why, Matthias, Ariel, and I went to Hawaii. We took a boat, we made a deal. We towed the boat from San Pedro to Bakersfield. I took a job collecting trash. Matthias had experience with that. Garbage man, garbage lady, living in polygamy with sister wife Ariel. That's how I married the burning hell. I read the tarot cards, I smoked the hash, but nothing told it like it was, like mash, mash, mash. I looked at crystal balls, thought I had it all. I had a yacht, it's what I got. I played mash, mash, mash. Matthias and Ariel were set up in mansions. He had a movie star, marriage. He had two Catalonians, but they liked adventure in Canada. They had it all, but they didn't have Dina, so they traded in for a life in the desert. No water and no hope, but a boat, 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 boat. When I was a little girl, I asked my mom what I would be. Get a pen and paper, she said, we'll play mash. She will honeymoon in Siberia. It's where you go when you have the fear, and you have one Soviet monument of menorahs. You'll dance the hora in the failed Jewish state. You'll get in the mood with your soulmates. You'll feel slaps on your boobs. Really great. I'm hang gliding with my Stolores. We're so cute, it's not even humorous. Picking up trash in the city is hard work when the suit is so shitty. So I turn on Jim Daly songs on my Walkman. We've been in Santa Barbara for about 2 weeks. It's been pretty cool. We're dog sitting for a dog named Toby. The This guy's name is Toby. It's a little confusing at home. When I'm like, hey, Toby, have you pooped yet? And like, Toby's like, oh, yeah, I pooped her. And I was like, oh, no, I was talking to the dog. Because, you know, stuff like that is happening. We're going to attempt a song called Folk Music. It's about folk music.
Colonial.
Is that real?
Colonial.
I don't even know what to think anymore. But they probably shouldn't have let me graduate college.
Okay. So we live in New York, where we don't do much driving. But I was driving here, and on the freeway, there was a billboard, and it said, "Oh, is this for you?" Oh yeah, the billboard said, "Text this number if you want to know how long the line is at the emergency room." Have you guys seen that? Are you like, you're like, "Oh well, I'm missing my hand, but I'm not gonna wait 3 hours. Fuck that." Like that, you know, maybe if it was 20 minutes, I would go to the emergency room, but now that I know the real wait time, that's really going to affect my decision about whether to go to the ER or not. I thought that was kind of interesting. Thank you for whoever clapped. We belong to a club in Brooklyn. It's called the Bushwick Book Club. And it's a book club where you read a book and then you write a song about it. So this next song is a song that we wrote about a book by Kurt Vonnegut called Bluebeard. Last week to like a UCSB open mic night, and we met our friend Fogg. Where's Fogg? Yeah, what's up, dude? He's like, I have this pitcher of beer I can't finish. Can I come sit with you guys? And we were like, yeah, cool. So, cool dude. The song's about nerds. That has nothing to do with Fogg. He's not a nerd. He's a cool guy. Dog sit. Have you guys ever gone somewhere to dog sit? Not really. Yeah, no, we came all the way from Brooklyn to look at like a tiny, tiny dog. But he's got heart problems. He needs it.
He's got a heart problem.
Last night he ate our peanut butter cups. We had these peanut butter cups and we were like, hey, did you hear it's a blue moon? Let's go outside and look at the moon. And then we ran outside and then we ran back inside. The peanut butter cups were gone and we're like, there's only one answer that can explain the missing peanut butter cups. And next thing you know, we're on the phone with the emergency vet, being like, the dog ate the chocolate, he's tiny and he has a heart condition. And the doctor was like, check him out if he's trying to die any sooner and maybe bring him in, but it's probably okay. He's okay as far as we know. This song is about another dog sitting time in Dimmitt Park, Brooklyn, where Mumford & Sons live. We just learned that Mumford & Sons live in Dimmitt Park, this neighborhood where there's a dog sitting in last. And they have a song about Dimmitt Park too, but it doesn't have anything to do with Dimmitt Park. Unlike this song. In the store there's a tiny cat.
year with this pizza band we were in, we were on the road 181 days of the year, and we had to like basically bribe people to come to our shows with free pizza, or else the chance to like gawk at a celebrity that they could see up close. But you guys came and we have neither of those things, so that's pretty cool, and we're happy to be here, and we're happy that you guys are here. This is really fun for us. This is our first show on the West Coast ever. We're the LA Boobs. And we've never played on the West Coast before, but now we are, so this is cool. And we're happy you're here. Yeah, the song's called Frankie.
Friends disappoint.
got two more songs. I really appreciate you coming. Oh, love for the talent. It's fucking awesome. I have an album here.
I really like that.
Toby Goodshank, this fella, in addition to doing what you see him doing, and making songs of his own, is kind of the most brilliant pornographic comic book artist I've ever encountered. And I know that that's a tall statement, but it's true, and you can be the judge for yourself. There's comic books back there, so take a look. Just look, because you'll see Santa Claus with a belt of penises. It's pretty fucked up, and I love it. And I just would hope that you just take a peek. You might have a nightmare or a wet dream.
Or a daymare.
To think that
of that feeling. As I mourned my friend, it was time to get back to living. To be an engine in the city again, I want to capture that open feeling and give it out to anyone feeling cold and closed and blue. But I'm not yet a master, I'm only just learning, so I consume music and art, and I know when it's good because it brings me closer to the water, and it's dripping, dripping from the clouds. Believe it if you need it, if you don't, just pass it on. And zooming out, I'm standing at the pier. Water is hundreds of giant stone bodies. They are swimming and they are the water. They are swimming and they are the water.
Sunday in April, spring started in Europe 3 weeks too late. In Nancy, in Brussels, in Utrecht, in Paris, the sun shone like silver through the gardens and terraces. You ought to see in Dusseldorf that Sunday. We played basketball, was a fun day. Said finally, finally, drunk on sweet, sweet honey. The sun is my favorite medicine. And I was 6 months, no prescription, so I settled for a children's IKEA duvet. The Scandinavian palate rubs me the right way. Cure for this continent, the color of clouds. It's easy to feel down. I'm so serious now. I'm boring. Yes, it's romantic staying up all night in a high ceiling flat soaked in beer and smoke. Talking about hard books and the fear getting older with nothing to show.
Oh no, let it go.
You're running to. Doesn't matter where we're going, so long as we're having fun.
Bring it on, being young, we weren't done.
Darlings, comrades, I'm a California girl. France for me is Chez Panisse. Spain is the sanctuary for which my cities are named. Venice is my favorite beach. Brussels are a sprout from the farmer's market, and the markets are as big as the farm. Lavender out of window boxes, kings carry artichoke stalks.
Poppies, avocado shakes, will you be my date?
It's not fair, it's too easy. You can take the orange straight from the tree, you don't have to earn it or fight. The sun comes up every day and goes down every night. There is a soulless intellectual depression through the smoky aisles of paralysis and nihilisms, feeling that you can't do anything might be better than doing everything. Anxiety is the curse of the American dream, where you wake up each morning with a new idea.
TV show for HBO, a dude ranch in Wyoming.
A bar where you drink seated on a horse is a perfume that describes the gloaming. It's exhausting. I'm so serious now. I'm touring. These
bells, it's hooking. Will you remember me? Show me yours, and then we'll see. If you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Just a couple feet from the finish line. Sunday was sunny and Monday was bloody. When you're running, you're not talking. When you're trading, you're not mocking. So take me home to the USA, where magazines have to be used and some of us like to run. 26 miles with smiles all around, and triumph makes a sound.
Everybody wins a prize. We are special one. It has a price.
Where you're running to, it's about what you're running from. It doesn't matter where we're going, so long as we're having fun.
Bring it on, not so young, let's run.
Nutrition break.
It's like halfway.